How come we're not scared? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. No one seems to be scared of North Korea. And this has to be very frustrating to Kim Jong-un, who has been doing everything he can to make it clear that he has a battle plan to bring America to its knees. He released a photograph of his war room with his general standing in front of a map that was clearly labeled, according to the translation, U.S. Mainland Strike Plan, and showing lines leading from North Korea to the cities of Honolulu, San Diego, Austin, Texas, and Washington, D.C. And yet, no one in any of these cities seems the least bit scared. In fact, the reaction on Twitter has been nothing but a series of jokes. Like this one from Shelley in Austin, who tweeted, quote, Forbes rates Austin third most nukable city in U.S. Mayor credits educated workforce, music scene, unquote. Poor Kim must be wondering what he has to do. He notices that every time Iran announces some improvement in its uranium centrifuges, we go crazy, and they don't even have a bomb. In fact, even in South Korea, which is clearly in range, people also seem to have a bring-it-on attitude. Here's a man on the street clip from Al Jazeera.
If they fire one missile, we should fire back two and hit Kim Jong-un's headquarters.
Talking and warning about the war is only raising the tensions, but I think it's North Korea who's afraid.
And that's the danger, isn't it? You have a young dictator who nobody seems frightened of, and that just might be what makes him desperate enough to actually fire a real weapon at real people. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.